Giving birth to a baby is a life-changing event. Most hospitals offer classes that prepare the mom-to-be for labor and delivery. I'm Sherry Lawson. I attended an aromatherapy class for expectant parents at St. Elizabeth Hospital in Northern Kentucky and have this report. There's nothing like the scent, the feel, and even the sound of a newborn baby. And when someone is a first-time parent, information and ideas to make labor and delivery as stress-free as possible can be helpful.
I'm Melissa Wills. I've been a nurse here at St. Elizabeth for 21 years.
At St. Elizabeth Hospital in Northern Kentucky, five couples are preparing for the births of their babies in a natural childbirth class. The class includes information on relaxation techniques like massage, breathing, and aromatherapy. Melissa Wills is a registered nurse, a certified childbirth educator, and a certified aromatherapist at St. E's.
Aromatherapy is just the use of essential oils, which are normally derived from some sort of plant or flower. And it's the application of those oils either to your skin or by inhalation.
Using a slideshow with pictures of plants and names of oils, Wills explains to the class the value of essential oils and emphasizes the importance of research.
So we do research-based aromatherapy, which means that we treat the essential oils as a medication. And that's how we would...
Will says at St. Elizabeth, the staff makes sure the use of oils is safe. She says it's important to dilute the oil before use.
You dilute them in some sort of a carrier oil. So, you know, oil and water don't mix, so you definitely wouldn't want to use water. So the carrier oils that we would generally use would be like a coconut oil, jojoba oil, something like that.
She also lists those who should not use oils when it comes to pregnancy.
We're going to recommend that you not use oils when you are less than 24 weeks, just because they're not studied. There's also several studies that if you're a high risk for bleeding or hemorrhage, or if you are a VBAC, which means a vaginal birth after cesarean, there are several essential oils that we would not want you to use if you were a VBAC.
One oil commonly used for relaxation during labor is lavender, but Will says another oil that can be helpful that's not as common is clary sage.
And that's actually a uterine tonic, so that makes, if you're having contractions, it will make the contractions stronger. So that's a low intervention option that you could use to help your labor progress. I would say the most effective use for clary sage would be a topical administration, so putting that on the patient's maybe wrist or ankles.
One of the essential oils used during labor, says Wills, is frankincense, which can be very grounding. She says rose oil, lemon, and mandarin are also among the oils used at the hospital.
Rose oil helps decrease your pain. It can also strengthen your contractions, too. We also have some citrus oils like lemon and mandarin, which a lot of people feel that gives them a boost of energy. It's uplifting and can help decrease nausea, which is kind of common in labor as well.
While all the oils might smell good, Wills says during labor, the St. Elizabeth staff avoids using all menthol oils, especially peppermint.
There was one research study that showed that peppermint oil caused respiratory depression of the newborn. So for that reason, that's one that we just don't carry in this hospital.
Ashley Collins and Jessica Hipp are married and expecting a baby girl in April. They said the class was informative. Collins says she's been doing research, but was pleasantly surprised at what she learned in class.
Like having the rollers for the different oils was surprising. I didn't know that they had those. I thought it was more of just like a diffuser situation. And then seeing all the different kinds and realizing like how much they know, like there's been a lot of research done into this and how well it works and what it works for.
As the labor coach, Jessica says the oils might help her too.
As a partner to keep me calm with her and help her relax.
St. Elizabeth's next available natural childbirth class is virtual and scheduled to begin April 14th. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson.